Mobile World Congress MWC Day 3 is focused more on 5G applications. Ibrahim Sani and Hilal Azmi is on location in Barcelona to explore some use cases to see where the applications of 5G can be best adopted by the market.
So it's day 3 of MWC 2023, and of course we're visiting a lot of application on 5G. One of them is of course analog devices. I have with me Michael of Analog Devices. Maybe Michael can tell me what the solution they're bringing to the market and the kind of challenges that you have to overcome in terms of rolling this out to the market.
Yeah, so I'm from Analog Devices. I'm part of the consumer solutions team, and we're looking at delivering solutions that our customers can make really cutting devices at the edge, right? So to deliver
this is an Irish company?
Or? It's a worldwide company. It's a global company with its headquarters in Wilmington. Its European headquarters are in Limerick, and I am from the Limerick team in Ireland. And we're here trying to show people the value of the metaverse, right? And what it can really bring. But there are big, big technological challenges to overcome, right? Some of them are at the edge, right? How do we make these immersive devices that consumers want to buy and use on a daily basis? But also, how do we transmit all this data from one side of the world to the other side of the world?
Yeah.
We need low latency, high bandwidth links, right? And the analog device is well known within the communication world on how to deliver this immersive content from one to the other. It'll also need cloud connectivity, okay? And in that cloud, how can we process all this data effectively in low power?
And okay, so application, what I can see is some medicine, I suppose.
Correct, yeah.
And of course, you can transpose this to any other device. What are the other industries that I mentioned that you're
talking
about?
So I think there's going to be a wide, diverse range of applications. Some are going to be very much consumer-based applications. Others are going to be industrial or a simulation-type environments. What we're showing here actually is a medical type environment, how you can train people more effectively by using 3D animation, and people can interact with while learning at the same time effectively.
Okay, fantastic. Who's using it right now, I suppose?
So we can't really say who's using it right now, but there are multiple companies out there, let's say car industry companies are using it for industrial design. Hospitals can potentially use it as well, to train medics a bit more effectively, especially junior doctors, for example.
Oh yeah, of course. I saw yesterday the robotic arm for for surgery. Is that, I guess, coexisting with this, or can it exist harmoniously?
I don't think we should limit ourselves by one or two applications. I suppose once this hardware gets out in the market, we're going to have very, very clever people delivering applications that we may not even think about, right? So it's like a mobile phone. Who knew where that was going to evolve 20 years ago? And it's going to be the same with the metaverse. It's going to evolve, and we're going to see a really exciting future ahead of us.
Fantastic. Thank you, Michael. Thank you very much. That was Michael Horgan of Analog Devices. We're going to be exploring more items moving forward. Just yesterday, we saw the announcement of the Axiata signing an MOU with SK Telecom, trying to build more metaverse solutions for 11 Southeast Asian countries as well as some South Asian countries. In fact, here is a clip of the CEO of Axiata, or the joint CEO of Axiata, talking about that.
I think it's a very exciting event today, signing up with the IFLAN platform. As we know, SK Telecom's IFLAN platform is a global metaverse experience, and we are very proud to be able to bring this experience to our 150 million plus consumers across Asia, not only in Malaysia, but in Indonesia, Cambodia, Sri Lanka, Bangladesh, Nepal. And we are very confident that bringing IFLAN technology and the innovation capabilities of the Axiata Group, we will be able to bring this all-new metaverse horizon to both the enterprise market as well as the consumer market across Asia.
When we look at the future planning of the collaboration of not just with SK Telecom but other partners, are these the kind of partnerships that Axiata wants to build in the near term?
Absolutely. I think we are entering an era where it's an era of collaboration, it's an era of partnership. No one telco or no one innovation company can deliver what the consumer deserves in terms of the metaverse experience. So it's all about multiple parties, multiple actors coming together, collaborating, on a single platform to deliver the best to enterprises and consumers. So I think we are extremely proud to sign this MOU today.